you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by Ariane.
Hello.
And today we are talking about deodorant, or antiperspirant,
Yay.
As some might say.
A lot of people continue using this, please.
Yes. Or if you don't, I hope that this podcast will let you know that you should. Don't be afraid of antiperspirant.
Don't be afraid.
Please use it. For everyone, especially if you like ride buses or go on the subway.
Take public transportation.
Yeah, or work in my office or anything like that. Please do.
Well, when I come back and be like, Heidi, we heard what you said.
Well, I'm also speaking about myself, because the reason I like wanted to look into this topic is because I have heard in the past that that antiperspirants containing aluminum can be bad for your health and can even cause cancer.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that.
So I had cut back on deodorant, and my office has noticed.
Heidi. Girl, you look funky.
Well, that people be like, oh, it smells good. And I'm like, oh, the day that I put on deodorant. That's the day that it smells good in this office.
Tell me something? Yeah,
casual.
Good job.
So, I mean, I looked this up for myself and for everyone, but also for myself.
Right.
And for if there's any teenagers or preteens listening, please, please wear deodorant.
Yes.
Please do.
Yes. My boys. Ugh. Please. Yeah. Use more.
Oh, yes. Yes. The middle school is a dark place.
It is so gross. So gross.
So related to the aluminum. So I had heard that it could possibly cause cancer or Alzheimer's, or also like kidney related problems.
I heard that it could even have an effect on breast cancer, which was crazy to me too, because I was like, what? Deodorant could cause breast cancer?
Yeah, I had heard that too.
Yeah.
And so I also noticed it because there was like a large growth in like natural antiperspirants and deodorants, you know, like ones that didn't contain aluminum, or instead of aluminum were like magnesium or just some other material.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know that there was aluminum in it, in antiperspirants.
I didn't either, because I was like, why is there aluminum in my deodorant? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It really doesn't.
It's just a powder, right?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, so that was weird. So I wanted to look into it because I heard about it, so then I stopped using deodorant as much, and then I like switched to a natural deodorant, and I was like, I don't know if this is worth it. And so I had to look into it. Also, I wanted to say that I used a fair amount of, once again, the everything that tells me that I have cancer. I went back to WebMD because I figured if anyone is going to tell me that I don't have cancer, it would be WebMD, because I'd be going against what it normally does.
They'll also tell you that you're dying right
Yeah,
now.
Well, that was the little like subtext underneath. After it told me all the facts, it was like, and you're probably dying.
Right, now. Exactly. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, like, all right, closing the window. So about antiperspirants, a lot of the worries are about the aluminum, because most of antiperspirants are an aluminum-based compound. And the reason that they actually contain aluminum is because aluminum blocks the sweat ducts in your underarms and like physically blocks it.
I don't think that's healthy. Like, aren't you supposed to excrete like toxins?
That's what I thought too. So I started reading this and I was like, well, this is clearly bad.
Right.
So the reason that it blocks your sweat ducts is because when it comes in contact with your skin and then it mixes with sweat, like when you start to sweat, mm-hmm. it basically forms like a physical plug.
Okay.
And causes you to stop sweating, right. hence an antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Whereas also, if you got just a deodorant, that would not be causing you to stop sweating. It's just like just a smell.
Like but most, covers it up.
Yeah, just covers it up yeah. or like just mixes with the smell.
Yeah, okay.
But
I
most
don't feel like that's good either.
Yeah, that's like medieval times trying to do that. But like most antiperspirants are also deodorants. So okay. if I say deodorant for the sake of this podcast, I'm also saying antiperspirant. I'm kind of like using them interchangeably. Right. So when deodorant is the pleasant scent, and some people actually are also concerned about that because it contains parabens, mm-hmm. and some people are concerned that parabens could cause cancer as well.
Okay.
So it's like the double whammy of the aluminum for the antiperspirant and then the parabens for the mm-hmm. deodorant.
Yeah.
So, and the parabens are like what cause like, oh, it's like a tropical scent.
Yeah, yeah.
Or lavender, mm-hmm. you
and
know.
Some people can be like allergic to, you know, certain scents and stuff like that too.
Yeah, and that also can be an issue mm-hmm. not related to it necessarily blocking your sweat ducts, but just right. that you might have a skin allergy.
Right, exactly.
Or like you and, might, some deodorants contain baking soda and mm-hmm. you might have an allergy to that as yeah. well, which again is just an allergy and then you might just want to change your deodorant.
Right, that's true.
Or change a different, maybe a different scent.
Yeah.
So, recent studies have theorized that aluminum-based antiperspirants increase a risk specifically of breast cancer. And
crazy.
The reason for that is because the lymph nodes that mm-hmm. can go throughout your body and connect mm-hmm. like to your breasts are by your armpits.
Underarms, yeah. Yeah.
So that can be part of the reason. So like if you might have like a breast cancer scare and mm-hmm. they want to like maybe remove something, they might also take a lymph node from underneath your armpit to check there. So they are like connected in that sense, and that's why some people are concerned. Other people are concerned because of the aluminum in antiperspirants that might get through your skin if you like nick yourself shaving or things like that. And some of these studies are claiming that the chemicals actually interact with your DNA and then lead to cancerous changes in your cells, mm. or they might like interfere with the action of female hormones like estrogen. And estrogen is known to influence the growth of breast cancer cells.
Oh,
so
wow,
that's like
okay.
the reason of these theories is because they're kind of all connected.
Yeah.
Also, I read that and I was like, oh, that would be concerning if it like a nick from shaving. Then I'm like, that means women are like particularly like,
yeah,
that could be bad. I mean, if you're a woman who chooses to shave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, well, that would be like particularly risky, I guess. But according to what I was reading on WebMD, the director of the medical content for the American Cancer Society, this is his quote, and he said, there is no convincing evidence that antiperspirant or deodorant use increases cancer risk, and that the chemicals, like, or that the chemicals had any effect on breast cancer.
Okay, so if he's saying that, then how come a few studies recently have mm-hmm. said that it might have an effect on, or it increases the risk for breast cancer, when he's saying, you know,
that it doesn't.
That it doesn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So some of this is correlation versus causation. So just okay. because there's like a correlation between like aluminum in like as we'll talk about later, there mm. is a connection between aluminum and Alzheimer's.
Right.
Or that there's a connection between increased estrogen and breast cancer. Those two can correlate between like you use antiperspirant and maybe you have like an increase in estrogen.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean the deodorant is causing those
right,
things.
Right, that the cancer is caused mm-hmm. specifically from that.
Yeah. So some gotcha. Studies have found that those two things are maybe both exist in like a study patient, but mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily prove that right. the deodorant is causing those effects.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of, from what I was reading of a lot of these studies, that's what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other studies, people claimed that they weren't using like a wide enough sample, which is like what happens with a lot of these studies.
Right.
Or that one study might end up saying, oh, it did. And then if they replicate the study later, it doesn't
okay.
show the same like effects. And so I've seen like a fair amount of studies actually had that going on where
yeah.
it happened like in one study, that's what they found. But then in another, they didn't. And another reason this is brought up in Fear is because a test was done on lab rats.
Aww.
And which is, I know.
Stop that's testing so the animals.
The poor gosh. Little rats.
I know.
They don't need deodorant.
They don't.
So they found that there was, if they increased the aluminum exposure to rats, it could cause cancer. Or like Alzheimer-like symptoms.
Oh, wow.
But with that, they actually had to inject the aluminum into the rat. So it wasn't absorbed through deodorant. And
okay.
They had to increase, they had to do like a lot of aluminum
right.
over a fairly period long of period of time. Yeah. And which does not compare to the amount of aluminum. Because even as humans, we do end up like consuming, I don't mean consuming like eating,
right,
but your body will take in some aluminum throughout right. your lifetime, but it's not enough to cause cancer, and it's not nearly as much as the rats had to have to have cancer happen.
Okay, and so when you put on deodorant and your body doesn't consume it or ingest it in any kind of, like, does it in any way?
So,
even just a little bit?
So that's what some people were afraid of, but when they looked at it, some doctors were saying that's really not possible
because it's blocking it.
Okay. It's not necessarily absorbing
right.
into your skin. And because they were saying, even though it blocks your sweat ducts aren't just like holes into your body.
Right.
Like they might have an opening for sweat to come out, but even once it goes deeper into your body, it kind of has like a stopping point, sort of. So it's not really like just an open doorway.
Right.
It's just what like sweat comes out.
Yeah.
Things don't necessarily come
in. It's an exit only.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So that's some of the reason that there could be like fear of it,
okay.
but it's not necessarily
like
proof.
Yeah.
Like it's they haven't it. Seen that to be for sure.
Right.
And so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of those fears and related to Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about antiperspirants and deodorants and some of the effects that that could have on your health. So there were some studies back in the 1960s that found that high levels of aluminum were in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
And that caused the research to call into question the safety of everyday household items like aluminum cans, antacids, and antiperspirants, since all of those contain aluminum.
Right.
And since then, there has been a lot of research that looked into a link between Alzheimer's and aluminum, but there hasn't really been definitive evidence to suggest that that link exists.
Right, that kinda, it's part of the cause.
Right, that it's,
okay.
that it's like the cause.
Right.
Because as I'd said before, there could be, just because there is an increase in aluminum and some of those products that we use have aluminum, doesn't necessarily mean it's causing that.
Right.
But I could definitely see how that would increase fear of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're still looking into what that means to have the aluminum increased in the brains of those with Alzheimer's. But as we've said before the break, the aluminum isn't really seeping into your skin.
Yeah.
Kind of even if you have a nick or cut.
And see, that's what I would have asked too, is how does aluminum just build inside? I mean, I don't know if it's just the brain, but in your body in general, to have aluminum just increase within you. That's so weird to me.
Right. And I think sometimes we can get aluminum in our bodies like just through other ways.
Right.
I'm not quite sure if that's like
Right. But if you're exposed to it in other forms or anything like that, like I know like the lead paint thing, something maybe like that. But for it to be at an extensive rate to where all they can see the high levels in Alzheimer's, that's where I'm just all like, how does that happen?
Right.
And which I'm sure they're asking this.
Yeah, I'm sure. Doctors. Right. We should go to them.
I know.
But I think also, to me, when I like read that, I feel like that means it's not just outside things that are increasingly illuminous. Yeah. I feel like there has to be something in our bodies that is causing that.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I don't research Alzheimer's. So.
We could WebMD it.
Oh, I don't want to go back there. They told me too much.
Right. They'll be like, yes, and you will die later.
And it's happening to you right now, right, somehow.
I know. No, don't tell me that. I want to live.
That's when they call me by name out on the internet and say, Heidi, as you read this.
Exactly.
It's building.
Oh, no.
They know somehow.
Horrible. Oh, gosh, that's hard.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I mean, this is not an Alzheimer's podcast.
Right. But sorry,
that
guys.
That was interesting. And I would want to look into that more, maybe on another episode.
Right. Exactly.
So another thing, another concern about antiperspirants and aluminum and our health was actually kidney disease. And the reason this was, it was first raised years ago when dialysis patients were given a drug called aluminum hydroxide to help control high phosphorus levels in their blood. And because their kidneys weren't functioning properly, their body couldn't actually remove the aluminum fast enough and it began accumulating.
Oh, wow.
So scientists noticed that the dialysis patients who had these high levels of aluminum were more likely to develop dementia, actually.
So, okay, so did they find that in dementia, patients with dementia have a high level of aluminum also?
I guess so, yeah. Which I guess, in my mind, I always think dementia is kind of related to Alzheimer's also, which would make sense to me that they would both have increased levels of aluminum, I guess.
Probably not like at the extent of a full-on Alzheimer's patient. Because I feel like dementia isn't like you're completely lost in whatever's going on and who people are and stuff like that, right? Dementia is kind of like it's an in and out thing.
I don't actually know. I guess. My grandmother actually had dementia, but she didn't have it for very long, so I don't know.
I know my grandfather did, and he would go in and out. Like sometimes I would go over there, and he would know who I was every time. He'd be like, "Oh, hey," you know. And then, other times, like my grandma would tell me stories, and he would be just like lost. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's almost like the HIV/AIDS thing. Mm-hmm. Like you can have HIV, but you don't have full blown AIDS, right? Oh, so that's how I kind of took it when it was described to us after my grandpa had it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you have dementia, but you don't have full-on Alzheimer's.
Oh, I could see that.
I don't know if that's true. Look it up if I'm wrong, people, but that's kind of how I took it. So
yeah, I guess when I think of like dementia, I would think of you don't really know like a lot of recent stuff.
Right, yeah.
You know, but like you can remember more past.
Right, like your short-term memory is like Dory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think too. Whereas Alzheimer's, you just like don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But I guess it's also if you're like a long-time sufferer, you know, that might obviously increase how much you don't, how much you've forgotten.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But as a result of these findings, the FDA requires antiperspirant labels to carry a warning that reads, ask a doctor before you use if you have kidney disease.
Okay.
But this warning is really only meant for people whose kidneys are functioning at 30% or less.
Oh, okay.
So for most people, I mean, unless you have some sort of kidney disease, then it's not really much of an issue. And I guess with this, it made it sound like the FDA requires these antiperspirant labels to carry this warning. But I feel like that still wouldn't, like, really be that bit of a problem because it sounds like your body's not absorbing the aluminum still.
Well, I think it's not about absorbing it. I think because they did the tests that they know that your body, because your kidneys are not functioning very well, that it will keep it in your body instead of get rid of it how it should.
Oh.
So I think that's good that they have that on there for as a kidney disease warning, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because yeah. it's not directly related to the Alzheimer's or the cancer mm-hmm. issue, but because they know that if you do have issues with your kidneys, then just be aware this product could have an effect on that. Because yeah. it's like I said, your body can't get rid of certain toxins that it doesn't need.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's kind of how I would take it, though, because it's just like I said, I'm not going to reiterate. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. This is why.
I could see that. It
makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah. I think also, like, it just makes sense for them to have this warning for yeah. people just in case. Because you're already at an increased risk. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you want to be aware of everything.
Yeah.
You don't want some sort of mishap.
Exactly. And if you are one of those people who believe that it could have a cause to cancer or Alzheimer's, just look at the labels. And if you're not comfortable putting it on, you know, with the aluminum in there, get a, it's like you said, you used a natural one. Yeah. You use a natural one. Like Heidi, she can suggest some. I don't perspire. Is that the word?
Yeah, perspire.
Perspire like that. So I don't really.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's weird. I don't get it. Like my sister, she like all the time. And I'm like, I can like run up a flight of stairs and just be okay.
Right.
So because that actually maybe is... there's something wrong with me. I should ask WebMD.
Oh no, don't go there.
Okay. No, tell me I'm dying.
You can, I've already been there, so you can just tell me and I'll WebMD it for you. I'll filter it out back to you.
Let me know just you're okay.
Because that is a thing, though. Some people could run, you know, like a mile and not perspire, which is always, I mean, maybe I should look that up next for the next episode.
Yeah, maybe it might be.
Because that is really interesting, because I feel like perspiring is just a way that your body is regulating its temperature.
Yeah.
So it amazes me that some people don't have that.
Well, then that makes sense, because I'm always cold.
Oh, maybe your body could just run on the colder side. That's possible.
So running wouldn't make me perspire, because even
you
would
just
if
get to normal
to a normal everybody temperature. That might make sense.
Maybe, I don't know. another thing related to deodorant and antiperspirants, as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, is that deodorant contains parabens. Mm-hmm. And the component that is parabens has been, some people have linked it to breast cancer because it has estrogen-like qualities. But these qualities are a lot weaker than our body's, than a body's natural estrogen.
Okay.
And a 2004 study did find that a high concentration of parabens in breast, that there is a high concentration of parabens in breast cancer tumors, but the study didn't determine whether the parabens actually caused breast cancer.
So they still don't really have a definitive like cause. They know like what some of like some things could contribute, but they don't have a definite like this is what we have to do to prevent it.
Right. Okay. And they also didn't determine that the parabens came from antiperspirants.
Oh, okay.
Just like the aluminum in the brain of someone's dementia. They don't know if that's from, you know, an
whatever
outside
it is,
source.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is interesting because like with breast cancer, there's like a change in estrogen and I guess an increase in parabens. But they don't really know what the cause of that is. I mean, maybe some people know.
Right.
But you know, there's like research into it.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I have so many questions. I'm like, wouldn't the people who take estrogen, wouldn't that have like a, isn't that a warning to them that too much estrogen could cause, you know, an increase of cancer or whatever?
I know that sometimes, like if you read like the label on on birth control, it will say that they're like kind of like the correlation thing, like it's kind of like there could be a correlation between increased estrogen and breast cancer, but like I feel like the way you can interpret that is like if you end up getting breast cancer like under 40 basically and you've taken birth control, then they might blame it on birth control.
Yeah,
but then like if you had never taken birth control and still got breast cancer under 40, then it would never be mentioned,
right?
You know, so it's kind of like it just kind of sounds like studies are like inconclusive,
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
And they don't know for sure. But I mean, I'm sure that if that happened, you know, like if they did find that out,
I
would
need these
hope
doctors
that Big
to work
Pharma
harder.
Would tell us.
I need to know.
I need, exactly. People want answers.
Exactly. Figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that that's something people talk about, but I'm not sure.
Right.
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, hopefully we'd find out about
that. I know, in the near future, people.
Right, yeah.
Your doctor out there, help us out.
Also related to parabens is, as we've mentioned before, some people can have allergic reactions to them. Mm-hmm. But even on the market today, most deodorants don't contain parabens. So deodorants are perspirants. So, and again, if you're interested, you can look at a label and just see if it does.
Right.
But I guess most of them don't right now. So that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about antiperspirants.
Nice.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are going to wrap up our episode. So as we've talked about antiperspirant and deodorant, I just want to say as a general line, in general, your body cannot absorb the aluminum from antiperspirant and deodorant, like basically unless you were to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't eat deodorant.
Yeah. Don't let your children.
Is general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let your kids eat it.
Yeah.
Don't eat it. No matter how good it smells.
Yeah,
just don't do it.
It's not healthy.
You know, just like sniff it. Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Don't put it in your
mouth. And there's other stuff in there. I'm sure it's harmful too. So
oh yeah.
Don't
also
eat
that would
stuff
that ew, that'd be like
not edible.
That's gross. Yeah. Don't do that. But if you are worried about using traditional deodorants or antiperspirants, like maybe you don't want your pores being blocked, I know that that can be a concern. Mm. Or I am always like, what if it's like ingrown hairs or something like that? You know, like it, like you want to be aware. And if you have an allergic reaction to the parabens, or maybe your skin is just really sensitive and doesn't react well to traditional deodorants, you can get a natural deodorant. There are lots of brands that are coming up right now. I know like a classic that I always remember even from growing up is like the Tom's brand, which makes like natural toothpaste and things like that. They have a natural deodorant. I use a natural deodorant, which I like found at Target. The brand is like Schmitz, and I just think it smells really good. I think it actually works.
Your office people beg to differ.
They smelled the good deodorant smell that one time when I used it. They said it smelled good, so.
Oh, that's funny.
No one said anything since, so I
do you, Heidi?
Like to think that.
Do you.
I just don't stand close to anyone, you know, it's
that's
fine.
Good. Yeah.
I don't need that.
Keep your arms at your sides.
Right, yeah. I never wave or anything.
Just do a quick wink, hey?
Yeah. The nod, the cool person nod. but as I said, I feel like the natural deodorant, at least that I've used, smells good, and I actually think it works pretty well.
Okay.
And they also have like sensitive formulas if you like that. Mm. Also, it could be that you're having a reaction to the baking soda in deodorant. Mm. That can be a thing. It can be kind of harsh on your skin. And I think sometimes natural deodorants put baking soda instead. So maybe you switch to natural deodorant and have that problem. It could be the baking soda. Mm. So maybe just find a different brand that doesn't have it.
Right.
But in general, I would say deodorant does not cause cancer.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's or kidney disease or anything.
Exactly.
So you don't have to be worried. But I know that some people don't even need to use deodorant.
Yeah, they
like
don't. Like
Ariane, some people are just blessed, you know?
Don't. I'm not funky. Am I ever funky?
No, I never. I mean, there's no, there's a table between us. So I never am closer to you
than
this
table.
You let
me know if I was, right? Yeah.
That would be an off-air conversation.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Another topic that I just wanted to touch on before we closed, because we were talking about deodorant and it made me think about other issues of skincare. Mm-hmm. Some quick facts to get out there for listeners. One of the major things about skincare that I want to mention is sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Please use sunscreen. Yes. The FDA says the minimum is SPF 15, but some other, advisory groups,
right,
and other researchers have said that SPF 30 is the minimum that you want to go to. Mm-hmm. So at least SPF 15.
Right.
Or try for 30. Mm-hmm. You want to put it on like 30 minutes before you go out into the sun. That way your skin can fully absorb it. And get something that protects against UVA and UVB. UVA protects against sunburn, while UVB protects against like skin cancer and like mm-hmm. the deeper effects like wrinkles,
yeah,
or like freckles and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you want to get one that has both. And then I know that some brands like Neutrogena is like, oh, we have like Heloplex or something like that. Yeah. Call it something different, which is basically them just saying it like covers a lot, which usually means UVA and UVB. Mm. But I also recently read that some companies like in Europe are required by the government to do UVA and UVB, but I don't believe in the US they're required.
Oh, wow.
So they might only cover UVA. So make sure you read your labels. And I know that sometimes even like women's like daily lotions mm-hmm. can contain SPF.
Yeah.
And on those, you also want to make sure that it's UVA and UVB because mm-hmm. their main concern might not be sun protection.
Right.
So you just want to make sure that you have that.
Right. I would also like to add, don't overindulge in it because you still kind of want the vitamin D of the
yes,
sun if
that
you're
going
to be out in the sun. So mm-hmm. don't like pack it on to where, you know, you just don't receive any of the benefits from the sunlight.
Right. Or if you're concerned, you can also take vitamin D supplements.
Yeah, exactly.
If you feel like your concern about skin cancer right. outweighs the vitamin D,
yeah,
you can take
exactly.
supplements as well. But I know that some sunscreens do have like minerals mm-hmm. in them as like physical blockers as well if you're kind of worried about something that soaks into your skin right. a lot. Although if you wear those, you just look really pasty.
Yeah, you do.
Which is fine, you know. If you want to do that, you can have like the classic like sunscreen on your nose look.
Yeah,
if that's what you're going for. I know like my dad uses that because he's very pale, so okay. he's like concerned and he just looks more pale.
Yeah,
basically. So if we're out in public, I just, you know, there's a distance between like, the guy looks like a ghost.
I don't know him.
No, he's not my dad. But it's okay. It's okay.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah, you're great. But yeah, so if you want to get something that doesn't have the chemicals that soak in, you mm-hmm. can get a mineral. And I think that is also a really great option. And that definitely provides a lot of protection.
Yeah.
So make sure UVA, UVB, at least 15, try to go for 30. And also if you're doing anything over like 45 or 50, it really doesn't matter. Like SPF 100 is not better than like SPF right. like 50,
yeah,
you know?
Don't spend the extra money. Seriously.
No, it's just marketing.
Yeah.
You don't need it. I mean, I feel like even 75 is a lot.
Yeah, I see that a lot with like the kids brands because mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, 45, 75, 85. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, you don't need it. Yeah. You don't need it. But yeah, or again, if you're concerned and you're like, I don't know what SPF to get, then maybe try for like, just start with 30.
Yeah, start low.
See how it goes. And mm-hmm. Reapply when you're out in the sun and if yeah. you go in the water, mm-hmm. just because you don't want it to rub off.
Exactly.
Especially if you're spending the whole day out on the beach. And right. a lot of what they said, if you're only doing UVA protection, you might not feel like you're getting sunburn because you have UVA protection, mm-hmm. so you won't reapply. But actually, you could also be getting UVB damage even
right.
though, because you don't feel that damage. Mm-hmm. So please be aware. Yeah, again, minerals, sunscreens are good. They're definitely good blockers, like ones that have zinc and things like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So highly suggest.
Yeah, keep your skin healthy, people.
Yeah, please do. And apply on your ears because sunburnt ears is the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah, that's a spot like a lot of people forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember my dad is a very, he always reminds me of my ears, which is very good.
Yeah.
Because I always forget and I don't like to put, like, my ears are small. That's just
yeah,
gross.
It just feels weird.
It's
sometimes.
Helpful.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that it was informative and we will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.